Hello, Outdoor Davidson, the servant and apostle, the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to you, your house, to declare to you the gospel, how that Jesus Christ died for our sins, he was buried, he rose again the third day, according to Scripture. That's the gospel, simply defined. There is no other. Thank God. Well, thank God. You know, the Spirit of the Lord directs me, directs my life, directs every step I take. No question about it. It's within me. And then I obey him and I enjoy his steps. The Scripture says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Amen. In 2008, I was directed by the Lord to get involved in Kathy's life. And as soon as I took the first steps, I started seeing visions of women. Women, they'd stand before me as I stood by the pulpit at Water of Life Church, where I've been since 1981. Actually, I founded and established that church, building and church, and believe God for the money to pay for it with all kinds of opposition. Amen. But in 2008, late 2008. These wicked women would stand before me in the pulpit, and I'd see them in the spirit, and I'd rebuke them, and they'd back off. Amen. These women were ugly. They had mean looks to them, real mean looks. Amen. But I'm not afraid of a mean woman, nor am I afraid of a mean man, because Jesus Christ died for all, was buried, and rose again the third day for every one of us. Amen. So, I would see these visions of these wicked women and rebuke them, and they'd go away. They had to. They had no authority over me. Recently, I've been seeing in the spirit, wicked looking men, and in the spirit, and they look like, well, they look like maybe they'd be goat herders, or maybe desert horsemen. I don't know what they were. And today, God revealed to me they were gypsies. Gypsies. Amen. Immediately, I knew in the spirit, gypsies of Italy. Gypsies of Italy. Amen. So, of course, God reveals everything to me, and without God's revelation, I know nothing. So, I started praying about this, talking to my friends about gypsies. Gypsies of Italy. Amen. And I started talking to Kathy, who is sitting here with me. And she was born and raised near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, or born and lived there till she's maybe nearly 6 years old. So I said, Kathy, do Italians curse people? Because God is telling me that certain Italians put curses on people. I said, do you know anything about that? And started talking with her about it. And she started looking into some information. And she found it, a magazine, I believe, that is in, it's a Pennsylvania magazine. And I'm going to ask her to say the name of that magazine.
It's called Chow Pittsburgh.
Say that again?
Chow Pittsburgh.
Chow Pittsburgh. And what is that?
Chow means hello in Italian. It's an Italian-American online magazine.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, amen. Italian online magazine.
Right. It's also a regular magazine, but that they are online, too.
It's a regular magazine.
Right.
And they're online.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Pittsburgh. Huh?
Right.
Well, and if you open that magazine up and look into it, what does it say about, if anything, about, well, it does, because I know God, about Italians and curses?
It said that they have a tradition in Italy, and it's widely known, and it's called the evil eye. And I cannot pronounce, I don't remember the Italian name for it, but it means evil eye. And it's a curse that Italians would put on people that they were envious or jealous of or mad at. And it was a curse, and supposedly would cause sickness, headaches, stomach aches, any kind of sickness on them.
And that's still in that magazine?
Yeah, and it's still practiced.
It's still practiced?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that anybody in America believed in witchcraft. I thought we were too smart, too intelligent, saith Kenneth Hagin Jr. Maybe Africa, but not America. But it takes place in Pennsylvania. Is that right?
I've heard of it, yes.
You've heard of it?
Right.
You have no real knowledge of it.
No.
But that magazine obviously does.
Yeah, they said it, like I said, it's a tradition in Italian families.
Well, yeah. And it's written. And is that magazine still operational today?
As far as I can see, yeah.
Well, is that not amazing? Well, you know, as you read that to me, God had already told me that some Italian people had cursed me through witchcraft. He'd already told me that. See, God tells me everything. Tells me about my enemies. Tells me their names. Isn't that amazing? And I was reminded immediately, as God was talking to me, about from the book of Genesis, where God said to Abraham, that those that bless you, I will bless them, and those that curse you, I will curse them. You know, all these Italian people that cursed me with their, whatever they call it, their little words. You know those people are cursed by God. Did you know that?
Amen.
And if, when God curses you, it's over. It's over. Order the flowers. Order the flowers, because you're going to die because of the curse that God put on you. Well, I believe I've said all that I need to say. And I think I will close for now. But I believe I'll be back before the day's over. And for now, this is Doyle Davidson from his office in Plano, Texas, saying, see you next time, Doyle.